Running by Numbers. I'm your host, Alex. Hey, everyone. This is Moonlighting by Numbers. I'm your host, Alexander Creek, and this is my lovely co-host, Tracy Wallace.
Hey, everyone.
It's great to be back. We used to do the show, I don't know, maybe it was like 2 years ago that we had our the episode before this one. So we took a long sabbatical, I guess, so to say. And we, I think we both really missed being, you know, doing media, being on the radio, doing online radio, doing readings for you guys. So we're very excited to be back. And we actually are being joined by our special guest, intuitive and energy healer, Heather Green, and we'll bring her on in just a couple moments here. And tonight we will be doing free mini readings for you guys. So if you'd like a mini reading, go ahead and call in at 323-870-3785. And again, that's 323-870-3785. So I think tonight, too, we're going to talk about, Tracy, we're going to talk about the energy of 2016, aren't we?
Yeah, the current energy and a little bit about 2017.
Correct. Yeah, it's been kind of a more or less of kind of an insane year. I mean, like, you can pre-see it pretty plainly, like, global events, political system. I mean, even in pop culture, it's just this year has been pretty intense. And we'll talk a little bit about the numerology, kind of the energy of the year as well. I think we're probably ready to bring Heather on, aren't we?
Yes. Let me just give a little bit of background on Heather. So
sure.
Heather's got a background in nursing and in counseling, and she's an intuitive, telepathic. She reads both humans and animals. She's also the author of a book called For the Love of Horses. She offers intuitive communication sessions, both with humans and animals. She's a healer, and she also has a horse education program where she brings people out to her horses. You can go on her website to tealhealing.com, and you can go on to her services to learn about her and her books and her products. And of course, we're going to be talking to her now as well. So Heather, welcome.
Okay. Let me unmute you, Heather, one moment here. Here we go, Heather.
How
can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear
Good.
You.
Good. Awesome. Well, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Awesome. All right.
Heather.
So,
Oh, I just wanted to say, Heather, did you want to add anything to the intro that I gave to you?
Oh, about myself or about the energy?
Yeah, about you, and then we'll get into the energy.
Oh, no, I think you covered everything. I do a wide variety of different services, but, yeah, I think you covered it all. I do.
All right, great. All right, so let's get into the energy, Alex.
Yeah. So this year is, first of all, if you go into the numerology of it, 2016 adds up to a 9. And numerology cycles run in 9-year cycles. So the captain of a cycle in 2016. You have the 9.
Alex, you're cutting in and out.
Cutting
a
out.
Bit.
Consider polarity.
Still cutting out.
Alex, can you hear us?
Still cutting out.
Yeah.
It's technical issues with the full moon. this is kind of what we thought might happen. Hang in there, everybody. It's the full moon.
Yeah, the full
craziness.
Moon came on at about, I think, 4:06 Pacific time.
Yeah.
And we've got Mercury retrograde coming up in the 19th.
Yes, and probably many of you felt I could feel big downloads happening right around 4 p.m. energetically, just really hitting the body and the mind, feeling tired and achy. And so definitely it's a lot of energy we're taking in, and that can affect electronics as well.
Yes. Absolutely. I know I did a guided meditation earlier this afternoon, probably right around 4. And in the guided meditation, they told me I have a whole bunch of energy. So that really helped me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of sometimes it can give you extra energy, too, but it can also interfere. Do we check on
Absolutely.
Alex? Can we
yes.
email or text him?
Here.
Or hang in there, everybody.
I will. I'll continue with what he was saying as I'm doing
yeah.
this. So 2016, when you reduce that, 2 plus 1 plus 6 is 9.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 is a... Nine is endings, completion, celebrations. And not only that, but it's pretty huge because these universal years go in 9-year cycles. So this is the tail end of a whole 9-year cycle. So that really gives it shows a lot of what's been going on this year, the culmination of so much stuff. The 9 can be very dramatic. So the 9 played
yeah.
out just like it should have this year. The 2017, 2 plus 1 plus 7, reduces to a 1. So next year, we are starting a whole brand new 9-year cycle. So this is really huge, and the 1 is all about new beginnings. So we're in a pretty big place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys.
So,
can you hear me again?
There you are.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I thought that might happen. I was like, well, we'll see. I don't know. You have got it. So, okay, cool.
All right.
Okay. So I was actually listening while you guys were talking. So we're actually, I think before I was done talking, you were talking about the energy of the number 9, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
I talked about the 1
okay.
for next year. Yeah.
So the energy of the 9 is the extreme energy. So you have both sides. You have the extreme compassion. And you also have the kind of devastating, selfish, sort of warlike actions that we're also seeing all around the world as well, too. The lessons of the number 9 are really, 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 really tough because it's really about, you know, humanity kind of coming together, all these really, really big themes. And so when you have that kind of energy, you're also going to experience its opposite. So, you know, in order for us to... because you'll also hear a lot of light workers talking about, you know, like the ascension and like the new energy coming in. But for this, you know, new world that we, you know, want to build, because, you know, like you'll start to see a little bit of new stuff popping up this year, right? So, like, people want, like we saw a lot with, like, say, Bernie Sanders' campaign, not that I'm being political, but just what's kind of come up in, like, the U.S. political system. Where, you know, there's something for everyone, where everyone gets a piece of the pie, as they say. And then you see like a tremendous amount of resistance to that kind of new information coming in. So this year is really about really bringing all of that old stuff that doesn't really work anymore, bringing it, you know, into the light. And so, you know, with the 9, sometimes you get a lot of pain. So that brings us to the 1 of 2017, because when you add across, in numerology, we do a lot of addition in numerology. So 2017, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 7, that would actually add up to a 10, which reduces to a 1. So we actually start a brand new cycle this coming year in 2017. So I think there's some hope, some light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. And, you know, with... say, for instance, the presidential election, I think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity, because I think that, you know, say you were on like the losing side of this one, like I was, you know, and I think a lot of people probably listening might be too. I feel like there's a lot of motivation as well, too. Like, well, I can't just sit around and like let everyone else take care of things. Like, I have to actually get my hands dirty and do it. And that's really what the 1 is about, which is about new beginnings. Starting something new, and you don't really know how it's going to end up with the 1 energy. You just kind of have to do it. 1 is about creating and doing things. So I think you're going to start to see a lot of possibly people being really dissatisfied with the system. So I kind of think that like breaking away from corporate structure and kind of structures that we're really, really used to pop up in 2017 as well. Heather, as far as I guess the energy, like, what have you noticed coming in as far as, like, I guess, let me ask your personal insight. Like, what do you think is kind of coming in 2017
as far as, you know.
It's energetically for personal and collective, yeah. I mean, 2015 was a huge year for transformation,
mm-hmm.
physically on,
mm-hmm.
on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially this month, we're still kind of clearing out those remnants. So there's kind of a lot going on emotionally for people right now. Some people
sure.
are experiencing a lot physically as well. And so I like to
mm-hmm.
say, hang in there if you're in that boat, because you're probably just finishing off, you know, whatever healing and transformation needs to be complete, the last of the last, before we really step into the new year, which is about new beginnings. And the good thing about the time right now, we just passed the 12-12 gateway, and we're in the full moon now. And this is a huge portal for people to really, what I call, do like a mega purge, really clear out, clean out, shift and release whatever, you know, is holding them back. So you can really step into your new beginnings in 2017, meaning really what you've been wanting to see created at this time. The biggest thing about 2017, even collectively, is we've been wanting this new world, right? The new energy of the
mm-hmm.
new world. And we've brought it in energetically in 2016, but I think 2017 is the year when we're going to begin to see it more manifest in physical form, meaning we're going to actually see things start to happen, you know, see them informed in our physical world. So it's really exciting. I mean, there's a chance to, people are going to go, wow, finally my dreams are beginning to happen, you know, and, you know,
totally.
After the last few years, it feels like taken forever for it to get moving, but now we're finally going to step into that. If we've done our work, if we've been willing to let the energies work with us and help us propel us forward, so
perfect.
Yeah.
I love that explanation.
Mm-hmm.
As far as and one thing I wanted to point out too in the numerical configuration of 2016, the number 16 is. You know, it's also when you look at the tarot, it's the tower, which is kind of like the rise to fall energy. So, you know, things that we have these structures.
Dismantling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, and it really is like at the end of the day, the number 16 teaches us that it's almost like the only thing of value is your wisdom and insight and the things that you learn from those experiences. It's not like the physical structure that you built. You know what I mean? Because it's like those things really aren't real in a way. You know what I mean? So this year was like the kind of falling away of it.
Yes.
And when you look at the 17 in 2017, 17 is really that also 17 reduces to an 8, which is when you look at people with 17-8 energy, that's kind of – Tracy and I talk about this a lot. It's actually kind of like the eccentric inventor energy, and it's also about like you just get a lot of scrappy people who are all about really kind of achieving and building things with this energy too. So I think this is
yeah,
I think
strategic.
2017 will
it's very strategic
yep.
energy.
Yeah.
Yep, it's very entrepreneurial. I suppose it would be another word for that as well. So that's kind of it. Kind of just plays into 2017 seems to be like a year of action. Whereas 2016 was kind of this, it just felt, I felt like emotionally foggy kind of all year. I kind of felt it collectively too. Like people are tired, but they don't really know why they're tired of, or they're, you know, it just felt like a general kind of, I'm tired of this thing that we're doing, but I'm not really sure what it is. And I just think it'll be a lot clearer as we kind of move into it. So. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. I guess, Tracy, do you have anything else you wanted to add about that at all? Or do we pretty much cover it?
Yeah, I think we covered it. I think that was a really good, how you stated how you felt cloudy all year. That's,
yeah.
that
yeah,
seems
true.
Especially, and especially last week, too. It was very cloudy, it seemed like. It felt like I was walking through quicksand.
Oh,
oh
right.
gosh.
Yeah.
So a lot of people
like,
experience. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, it seems like with time, it's either really speeding up where, you know, a day goes like that, a minute goes super fast, or you feel like you're still in the same day weeks later. You know, like you're, it's one extreme or the next with time. It's just so, yeah, very
it's,
odd
it's
right
not
now.
Not linear.
Not linear, exactly. So.
Not linear.
And the best thing people can do if they're experiencing that is to really slow their energy down, regardless. Just be in the present moment, slow down. Don't try to speed anything up because that can make it even more distorted in one way or another with time. So,
yeah, I've been I felt like a broken record all year when I'm just telling everyone to ground, everyone ground. Connect deep into the earth and just release and feel that you are totally, totally connected to the earth because, I mean, I can tell when I'm not because I'm just kind of a messy little space case, you know? And when I take 5 seconds to, you know, just even, I usually just imagine roots going down into the earth and connecting to the core. I just seem to be able to be in the present moment a little bit better, and I'm just way more in my body. I'm like, okay, no, I got this. You can rock my boat, but I'll be all right, you know? So it seems to be like my number one, like, go do that. You'll be fine.
Right.
So,
and then I find when my mind starts going crazy, a lot of negative thoughts, I when I'm aware of it, then I can come right back to center and think, nope, I'm not going to go there. So that's been really helpful also. I've been a lot more aware.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yep. Okay, guys. Well, I guess let's plug our websites one more time, and then I think maybe we'll do some readings. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah,
great.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Heather, your website is www.tealhealing.com. Teal like the color, T-E-A-L healing.com. Mine is www.acreekintuitive.com. That's K-R-I-E-C-H intuitive.com. And I should also mention, you can also find all these websites on our show page as well on the website, or you can also go on Facebook at Moon Landing by Numbers and also get this information as well if you can't remember. And then Tracy's, your website is creativeinsightnumerology.com as well. That's creativeinsightnumerology.com if you want to like look us up specifically. So we're actually going to take about a minute and a half here. We're actually going to put our reading hats on. We're going to kind of get grounded and then come back and do mini readings for everyone. So I'm just going to play a little music and we'll be back in just a minute and a half here. You guys there?
Yep.
Okay. And we are back. Successful. Woo! Okay. So, dear callers, if you'd like a reading, our number again is 323-870-3785. And we will call on people in order. When we do, we will ask for your birthday, including month, day, and birth, please, or month, day, and year, please, as well as your first name. And then one question as well, too. We'll kind of keep it short to just get to everyone tonight. So looks like our first caller will be 863-289. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, thanks for calling to the show. What was your first name, birthday, and question for us this evening?
My first name is Julia.
Okay.
My birthday is September 16th, 1961.
Perfect. All right, Julia, was your question for us tonight?
I'm looking to relocate probably.
Okay.
Sometime around the first of next year. And numerologically, is there like a best time to kind of get the ball rolling on that?
So I guess I'll go first. So what I'm seeing in your chart, you're actually going into an 8 personal year next year. So generally, next year is about personal power, finances, career. It is a good time to purchase and sell, because you really have your CEO executive hat on. And then when you said around the first of next year, or I'm going
like
about,
within the first quarter of the year.
Oh,
but
perfect.
Really,
okay.
I'm trying to find out when is the best time.
February, you're actually in a 1 personal month. So February is when you want to begin something new. There's a lot of forward momentum in February. And I feel like that's when you can start to get the ball rolling is then. And I feel too, just intuitively as well, like it feels like that's when you can start the process, and it will kind of continue through the spring. That's what I'm getting as far as that goes. Heather mm-hmm. or Tracy, do you guys have anything to add?
Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, well, mine's not with numerology, just intuitive wise. I think the sooner the better for you. It seems like you're launching into something really exciting. And I'm seeing a lot of water around you where you're going, or the need to spend time around water. And maybe that's the creative juices that you really need to help keep things flowing. Boats, water, and I also see travel. So I don't know if your relocation will be kind of an ignition for getting you going into maybe traveling other places. I even see overseas for you as a potential. Now, I don't know if that's something this year, but just something you might want to do, you know, like Europe, even Italy comes up for, when I look at your energy. So, and it just feels like it's around creativity, and you're really launching something new in your life here. So hopefully that helps a little bit there too, with what you want to surround yourself with and being able to take risks to do that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, cool. Can I just say one quick thing about what you just said, because this is
sure.
so funny. The first thing you said was about water. I see water all around you. That's exactly where I'm wanting to move to, is to the water. I live in Florida,
right.
and I want to move to like the Gulf of Mexico side, the west coast of Florida, and that's exactly
yeah.
where I want to move, is to the water.
then you're going the right way. You're going to the right place.
Awesome.
That's what they showed me. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, thank you.
Julia, this is Tracy. I'll just say that you've come out of a 7 personal year, which it was a lot of going within and resting and kind of figuring out your a lot of going within and figuring out your life and contemplating. So going into an 8 year, you're going to have a lot more energy this year. And I think it's a great time to move as well. It'll be well.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. That's wonderful. It makes me feel good that, you know, I am moving in the right direction and things are kind of opening up and starting to flow and all that good stuff. So thank you. Appreciate it. And happy holidays to all of you. Thank you.
You too.
Happy
you
holidays
too.
To you too. Thanks for calling in, Julia.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, yay, awesome. Good for her. That's great. I mean, and I always, I guess I, when someone's, I guess, seeing it in your energy field and that's where they want to go, it just, to me, that says, like, kind of already in your aura, basically.
Yeah.
So I,
yeah.
I love that, you know. So it's a lot easier to manifest
going on.
That way.
Perfect
yep,
timing
for, sure.
for her to go. Yeah, really.
Totally. Okay. All right. So let's do, I have 805-617. Hey, caller, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Hi, this is Donna from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
All right. What was your...
My birthday, my birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
April 22nd, 1954. All right.
And what is your question, Donna?
Well, I'm only working one day as a companion to a woman, and I would like to find more work in this field. I wanted to know if more money was coming in to me, at, you know, windfall or maybe more work or just what you're picking up on that.
Do one of you guys want to go first?
Heather?
Oh, sure. So, Donna, I don't know what kind of work you're doing right now. You said you're helping somebody?
What, yeah, home health care, like a companion. We go to the movies, we play cards.
Okay. And you're looking for more money, but you don't know if you want to, you don't necessarily want to stay in the same area or?
No, I don't mind staying, and I wouldn't mind picking up more part-time work or, you
okay.
know, windfall of money or sometimes.
Yeah, windfall of money is always nice. you know, it's interesting, Donna, when I look at you, I actually see that you have a, you're really excited about animals. Like there's something with animals in your energy field that's popping up when I look at you around money and around something you'd like to do. So I don't know if it's something you could do on the side or, you know, if you enjoy mm-hmm. animals or dogs or could bring dogs into the companion work that you do with people or some kind of animal combination. It just feels like there needs to be some new creative piece that you bring into your work. It's almost like you're a little bit bored with what you're doing. I mean, it's all right, but you're not really excited about it. And I think the more that you can get excited about it, the more that you're going to bring more money in. And the more that you'll attract clients to you, you won't have to go out looking for them. So I don't know if animals excite you, but that was just one piece that came in as a possibility. But they're just saying kind of play around with what you could do with people as being their companion or getting them out or even in the healthcare field or the healing field for people and helping people feel well. Get creative about that. And I think that's going to start to bring more money in for you and you'll enjoy it more too. So,
okay.
Alex?
Tracy, do you have anything? Oh, okay. Yep, I can go.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting for you is the energy around 2017 for you seems to be, I just kind of feel like take things a little bit slow. It kind of feels like it's going to start to trickle in a little bit. It also feels like I'm kind of getting, because like I was getting basically play around with, I guess, different ideas, because what I pulled for you, I pulled a couple of tarot cards. I got the Seven of Air and the Nine of Earth. First one is really about kind of, like, revising your game plan and really, and it, like, it feels to me like basically kind of just, I kind of just see you, like, playing around with, like, different blocks. Like, you're, like, putting something here and putting something here, and it feels like it just feels like be okay with taking like one little step at a time and kind of really playing around this year. Because when you're in a nine personal year, which you are this, when 2017, it's really about completing things out and also letting go of what didn't serve you in the past. So this year, it just really feels like do things that you enjoy. Cause the other card I have for you is about enjoying kind of playing around and enjoying like life's little luxuries. And this card also does support successful self-employment as well too. But it just feels like have a little bit of playtime for yourself. Don't put too much pressure on starting a bunch of new things. It just kind of feels like play a little bit this year and then see what works for you and see what doesn't work. And then it feels like toward the second half of 2017 for me is when you can start putting more of that stuff into motion. So does what I said kind of make sense to you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
Okay. Tracy, did you have anything?
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to comment on you're born on the 22nd, and the 22nd is Master Energy. It's Master Builder. So that's one of the gifts that you have for the world is, bringing things, taking big ideas and bringing them in for manifestation. And also you're a 9 life path, which comes out of your birthday, and that's very intuitive. So I would say really go with your intuition in building something new that you want. And I think that writing or communicating in some way with people, or either writing for yourself or talking it out with other people, will help you get a lot more insight as well.
Oh, okay.
But I think your intuition's going to really get a lot stronger in 2017 also.
Oh, good. All right. I'll practice meditation more. Thank you.
Yep. You're
great.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks so much for calling, Donna.
Happy
Appreciate
holidays.
It. You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Okay, cool. Let's move on to our next caller here. Actually, make sure we – okay. Okay, next caller we have is 805-646.
I think that's
– Hey, caller, are you there?
I think so. Am I here?
Yeah,
yeah,
we can hear you.
Okay, great. Have fun.
Perfect.
Awesome.
What is your first name and birthday?
Well, I go by my middle name, which is McKinley. My first name is Karen, if you want that as well. And my birth date is 4/27/1968.
Hi, McKinley.
Hi. How are you, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, McKinley, did you say 1968?
I did. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, okie dokie. What was your question?
Well, I feel really good about a business I just started, so I don't think I have really questions about it. I'm just going to know that that's all good, and it's going to be all good. So what I'd like to know is more about partnership. I feel like I'm in a really good place in my relationship to love. And it would be fun to be in that space of love with another person, and I'm wondering if that's coming.
Perfect.
If I'm coming to it.
Tracy, did you want to go first this time?
Heather, do you want to go first?
No, go ahead, Tracy. You haven't gone first yet.
Oh, okay. Let's see, so you're just finishing up a 4 personal year, which perfect goes along with your business. I love that because 4 is the work number and the bringing things into manifestation. And I know that I've seen your business, and McKinley makes amazing chocolate. So
yeah.
If anybody wants any, they should look her up. So what you're going into next year is a 5 personal year. So I would say that in a 5 personal year is change, adventure, travel, freedom. So if you are ready to call someone in and you've done the work, then I'd say that next year, this coming year, is a beautiful time. January, you're in a 6 personal month, and that can a lot of times be around long-term relationships. Let's see here. And you also are extremely intuitive, being born on the 29th. So following your intuition with love and what you're feeling in your heart for romance. And then you'll know when it's time.
Sounds good.
So I'm going to jump in real quick, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Actually, I see first thing I get for you is I see color a lot, and I see you come in as a violet color for me, and so it's really important for you that your partner like matches you and on your like the level that you're at spiritually, and I just feel like you really want like a really deep connection. Like, it just feels like it has to hit all of these check boxes. Like, you're not going to settle for anything less this time, kind of what I'm getting there. And the other thing that I was seeing is, I'm seeing you, like, walk this path, and you look kind of sad. And then it's kind of like this new, sparkly, fun, magical path is, I feel like, you created, or something is, like, opened up. Like, oh, I'm going to have this reality now. That's kind of what I'm seeing you doing. It's kind of like, this is like a brand new, it kind of feels like some sort of brand new experience for you. And then the next thing I saw, it's kind of like you're on a slip and slide, and you're like, I'm just going to do it. We're just going to go and see what happens. So I kind of feel like what I want to say is, don't be afraid to get a little bit messy. I just kind of feel like, I just feel like 2017 feels, it just feels like you have no fear left, or there's just something about you that it just kind of feels like it's shifted. So I hope that makes sense to you it just really feels like, it just feels like you're actually ready, you know? So Heather, did you have anything?
Yeah, definitely. It really, to me, feels like you're ready too. And I do think you're drawing someone in. And actually, I was looking at your field, and it looks like you already almost have someone there. So it feels really, really close, McKinley, and really exciting. And I think you've done a lot of work to attract this person in, a lot of inner work. So it'll be a really nice, balanced partnership, exactly what I think you're looking for. And I also see possibly this person coming to you around your work, what you do with your chocolate. So your work kind of falls hand in hand in with attracting this person into your life, which is kind of exciting, right? Two big loves for you. And, you know, do you do any traveling at all with your chocolate? Do you just stay local, or do you travel around at all for that?
I'm staying local, but there's a conference every year in San Francisco in January, and I'll attend that.
Okay, because it really feels like when you travel, if you do a little bit of traveling for your chocolate, that you have the potential to meet this person through travel. And that
this
maybe,
is not
maybe
someone I'm, you're not, this is not someone I already know.
No, I don't think it's someone you already know. And you don't have anybody in your life right now, right?
Just a friend, and we share
just
a lot, but we're not sweeties.
Yeah, you're not romantically involved, right?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, this feels like someone new, and it feels like you're going to find him through travel and through your chocolate. Yeah, it's going to, the two loves is what they keep saying, two loves.
Ooh, how fun.
and really indulge yourself, really feel the joy in the work that you're doing, and that's going to also help bring this person in. I don't know how it's connected and why. That doesn't always happen that way, but it just feels like the more joy you have around your work, the more you're going to bring this love interest in. And you are enjoying it. That's partly why I feel like it's already in your field. So it's coming right up. Yeah.
Yay. I like that.
Yeah. And I agree with Alex. Awesome. I think it'll be a really spiritual partnership too. Yeah. Definitely.
Good. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much for calling in, McKinley.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're so welcome. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks.
I'll see you soon to buy your chocolate.
Okay, guys. All right. Moving right along here. Let's see who's next. We have 715-296 is next here. 715, you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yep. We can hear you perfectly. What is your first name, birthday, and question for us today?
Deanna, and my birth date is 11/10/1963.
Perfect.
And my question is, I have felt very conflicted as a Reiki master teacher for the past few years in doing sessions and in teaching classes. I enjoy doing them. I just feel a lot of resistance towards it. And I don't know if I'm just being stubborn or if my spiritual gifts are to look differently. And if so, geographically, where?
Okay. Well, I think it's my turn. So I think I'll answer your question first. All right. So the first thing I actually get, when you're talking, I feel like you want to expand. Like there's something about you that wants to expand your gifts or like learn something new or add to it. That's the first thing I get because it feels like part of you is, like, again, like you said, like kind of fulfilled with what you're doing, but I also feel like part of you is almost feels bored, I guess, or there's something, like there's like a piece that's missing, and I just feel like additional education or like pick up some other, it just feels like picking up some other skill, and it really, I feel like what I want to say to you is, I just feel like it's going to be something that you're really super, super attracted to. I feel like I want to say don't do something that you feel like you have to do. It's going to be something that feels really, really creative and magical and sparkly, like something that you like really, really attracted to. For me, that feels like early springtime. Like I'm getting like March, April is what I'm getting with that. So that's what I have for you there. Heather or Tracy, do you guys have anything?
I can jump in, Deanna. Or go ahead, Tracy.
No, go ahead, Heather. Go ahead.
Okay. I think for you, Deanna, it's just time for stuff to change it up. You know, what Alex said, do something different. And, you know, you're drawn to so many different spiritual and metaphysical areas. So what they're showing me is for you to delve into those areas that you're really excited about or where you feel drawn, like what do you use to expand yourself? What do you use to help heal yourself and learn more about those areas so that you can teach others? I do see you as a teacher, and I see you continuing to help others in the spiritual field, but I think you're really wanting to expand out and not keep yourself in a little box. Like Reiki is just one way, you know? And so really get out there and see what else you're interested in, what you would like to do. Sound healing also comes in as a potential for you to learn more about sound, like light language and toning and things like that. Working with color is another thing that's coming in for you as potentially another way to do healing work. And as far as geographical location, again, I feel like you could be doing a lot of travel as well. But the power spots in the U.S. particularly are really good for you, like Sedona, Mount Shasta, Hawaii is coming up as an area for you. You don't have to be limited to one area. You could, like I say, you could move around a little bit, bounce around. But it feels like the power spots are really important to helping you in your transformation and also you reaching the people that you want to help. And that's another piece, is that you're wanting to expand and attracting and helping people who want to grow, people who really are on the same wavelength as you, meaning, you know, who are into energy work, who are into metaphysical and want to grow, who truly want to do the growth. So that's what the guys are showing me. Hopefully that helps a little bit there too.
Thank you. And what I'm getting is, are you into shamanism at all? Does that interest you?
I can't say that I'm into shamanism. I am fascinated by shamanism.
You're fascinated by it. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
another area.
That's what I'm getting as one of your potentials. You're heading into a four personal year, and that's about building a new foundation, but it's also earth energy, and that's what I'm getting for you. And that's what I think when I think shamanism. Also, you're born on the 10th, so you have leadership energy, and you said you didn't know if you were stubborn around it. Well, that's definitely a trait of the one. So maybe relaxing a little bit, relaxing control to let your ideas come in, because you have fabulous ideas for yourself and for others. That's one of your natural gifts that you have for the world. And also to lighten up a bit and do something around self-expression to bring in more downloads and guidance for you.
Thank you all so much. That's
You're
exciting.
So welcome.
Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for calling.
All righty. Well, have a great night. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, awesome. Good job on the shamanism, Tracy. Like, boom.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah.
Well, it tied in with the power places, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
The earth.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, those kids. Got a couple more here. I'm loving that we have so many callers. That's what we want.
Yay.
Okay. We have 561-429 caller. Are you there?
I'm here.
Perfect. All right. What's your first name, birthday, and question for us today?
My name is Stacy. My birth date is 12/16/72.
Okay, and what was your question?
My question is, what do you see coming up for me in regards to my finances, please?
All right. Okay. Heather, I think you're up first, if you'd like, this time.
Okay. Stacey, you're asking about your finances?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I keep seeing children around you. Do you have children? Are you wanting children? Do you work with children?
I have one.
One. Okay. So it just feels like there's something around change with your finance that has to do with children in your life. So it's either a child that you have, or if you're desiring to work with children or do something for a children's cause, you know, something along that. One of the other things they're showing me is, again, what would help you or bring in more money is to be more passionate in what you're doing. So whatever it is that you're doing for work right now, if it's not exciting, if you're kind of bored, really go into thinking into what would really light me up right now. And what they're telling me is for you to just stay away from being afraid around money. There's some fear there, and maybe having a child and expenses kind of racking up for you has been a fear for you. So really look at the fears and really align with what you want to create in your life, what sounds exciting, and begin to take steps doing that. And they're even saying that taking a little bit of a risk to get started doing something you love is worth it right now, rather than staying where you think it's safe and feeling afraid and just feeling like, I got to stay here because I can't do anything else. You know, I have to pay bills or do whatever I have to do with where I'm at now. So what they're saying is really get yourself out of the box and get started doing something different. The other thing I'm seeing is around writing or books, or it could be that you're wanting to learn something new or something else that's really driving your curiosity at this time, something you want to delve into. So get into that writing or journaling or just reading. Books that are exciting for you right now too, and they're saying that that will help guide you into doing more of the things that you love doing. So it may be that a career change is coming up for you, and that's going to really help bring in more financial abundance for you.
Okay.
Great.
So what I get for you, the first thing I see is first thing I saw was I saw a couple. I feel like organization or some sort of focus around finances is needed, like almost like rebudgeting. That's the first thing I got, because it feels like it seems like what I was seeing, it was very like scattered. Like it's like I saw like little piles of gold coins, in like different locations. And I'm hearing you saying, I can't find them all. Like I can't find them all. And the first thing I got was organized. However, that being said, I also picked up creativity as well. It just seems like something needs to be kind of refreshed, basically. Like, it's basically, career and money just feels like I'm almost kind of getting, like, I'm seeing you sleeping. Like, you're kind of exhausted by what you're doing, or something that's just not, like, it's like you kind of, like, need a spark. So, basically, play around a little bit with that. And then I did pull for as far as sort of what's coming up. I feel like you will have some relief, basically, if you just, I guess for me it was organize, kind of rebudget a little bit, and kind of play around with what you could be doing as well for career, too. So, okay. Tracy, did you have anything?
Yeah, I would say you're very intuitive with your numbers. You're an 11 life path, which is highly sensitive, highly intuitive, and I'm getting, I think one of them said, to more creativity, definitely more creativity, work some more on your intuition, meditate if you haven't, and some writing around it as well. But self-expression, something that you like to do with creativity, that's going to help you bring in new ideas as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Does that help spark you?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Great.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right, perfect.
You too.
You
thanks.
Too.
Thanks very much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I think we got one more here. I think it's a Skype caller. So let's see here. Skype caller, are you there?
Hey
there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey there. What was your first name, birthday, and a question for us today?
My name is Akong Shaw.
Okay.
And my birthday is 30/10/1991.
Can you go ahead and just repeat your birthday one more time?
Yes, it's 30/10/91.
So that's October 30th, 1991.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. And what was your question for us?
I seem to be all over the place in my career, in my like love life, and in my spiritual work. I've just stopped doing all of it because I don't know. It's been going nowhere. So. Yes, I was thinking of whether 2017 would be better.
So, am I correct? Did you ask about your? I couldn't quite hear you.
Career mostly,
about
I guess.
Love life.
Mostly my career, but everything else, like the year is ending, and I think everything is just going downhill together.
Did you guys get that?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay, so this, what is your just a specific question for us?
Yeah. So where do you see my career move in 2017?
Where do you see what move?
Career.
Her career.
A career.
Oh, career. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
Sorry, the connection is really poor. Yes.
Oh, that is totally okay. We got you now. So, okay. So I guess, Tracy, did you have anything first?
Let's see. Well, you're heading into a 5 personal year. Yeah. You said that you feel like everything's kind of going downhill, right? Did you say that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And that you've just come out of a 4-year, and that's the year to put in the work. And so you might be really tired from your year, from what you've done.
Yes.
So know that in
yes.
2017, you're going into a 5 personal year, and that's all about change. It could be change, adventure, travel, freedom. And so I would say being patient with yourself as you go into these changes. And also something that would be perfect for you right now is to work on your creativity. You're born on the 30th. And that 3 is very highly creative. So I think doing something creative or doing some writing around would help you. Are you looking to change careers?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that with going into a 5 personal year, that's also about communication. You're born on the 30th. I'd say sitting down and doing some writing is going to bring you a lot of clarity.
Okay. Yes.
Heather, were you picking up anything?
Sure. Yeah, I'll jump in. I would go from what Tracy said and say creativity is definitely a good place to delve into if you want to change careers. And also anything creative and spiritual right now for you would be really good just to help ground you and center you. You know, you kind of had a hard time this last year, you know, and really get your spirits up a little bit just so you can access more of your joy and be able to access more insight into what you really want to do with your life, what really inspires you. So spirituality feels like an important area for you to delve into, and whatever you're drawn to, whether it's broad or whether it's a particular religion. You do practice?
But recently I just like got annoyed with my ear, so I left it a bit.
So you haven't been doing it as much? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it may be that you want to change a little bit what you've been doing spiritually. You may actually take a different path. Maybe what you've been doing up to this point is, you know, going to change for you. So go with what you're drawn to. Yeah, if you feel like, gosh, you know, this particular type of religion or path works for me and now really not working and not resonating, really look at, open up to what will. And I think that's not only going to help you personally, but also help you with your work, with your career change. The other thing is childhood issues. They're saying childhood issues are coming up for you to be worked on. So anything related to your childhood that you feel like is unresolved. I don't know if you had a hardship in your childhood or just have old unresolved issues with parents or even siblings, but really take time to heal some of those issues right now, and that'll help get you clear on where you're headed overall in your life path, not even just with career, but just in general. Does that make sense for you?
Okay.
Yeah.
A bit, but I really have to check on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I did a lot of hearing, so yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that was helpful to you, okay? Happy holidays, all right?
Yes. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gosh, it sounds like someone had a bird in the background or something. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Yeah.
No, I definitely heard that too. So, we're basically at time, guys. I just want to say that was, with a couple minor hiccups in the beginning, I think that was pretty successful. Thanks everyone for listening tonight. Again, you can find Heather's website at tealhealing.com, T-E-A-L, like the color, healing.com. My website is acreekintuitive.com, A-K-R-I-E-C-H, intuitive.com. Tracy's is creativeinsightnumerology.com as well. That's creativeinsightnumerology.com. You can always find our show page on Facebook with all that information as well. And we don't have another episode scheduled, but we do have, I think we have some more stuff coming down the pipeline. So, and then Heather, did you have any, are you doing any holiday specials or anything else that you wanted to plug before we're done?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Alex. I am doing, right now through December 31st, I'm doing 20% off a regular healing session with me, and that includes intuitive information as well. So if you're wanting to do a session with me, I'm doing a little bit of a money break there, let me know. Of course, it's only till the end of the year. And also I wanted to share, Tracy asked me if there's anything else about my work. And one of the things I do is also bring people to horses. So anybody who's local in the California area or in the central coast of California, I do offer healing through horses, through working with horses. And you don't have to know anything about them, but just be in their presence. So I wanted to tell a little bit more about that because I do a lot of different things. So, and if anyone's interested, give me a call or an email. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for listening, everyone. And I 29 seconds left. I have a holiday special on my website as well, too. So you can just check everyone's out. And happy holidays to everyone. And thank you so much for listening. Great talk, guys.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks a lot.